This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right? Gotta catch it first.
Oh my God!
Allow me to reintroduce myself! My name is Matt!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you had to love that. Three-peat, Max McClung over a car.
Mac.
What did I say, Max? Mad Max. I'm thinking of Ernie Maxwell.
I saw him.
At a party?
Yeah, Kenny Smith party. Went up to him. I said, you were great, man.
Thank you, brother. That's what he said?
Yeah.
So you were you just going to parties and just kind of
No, it's a party, talking. So it's a social event.
No, I know, yeah. I know. But
music
like,
playing.
I'm trying to get... Okay.
Yeah.
This was the Kenny Smith party.
Yes, sir.
Now, he's a big boy.
It was off the chain.
So where was it?
Pier 15.
Okay, was it a big room? Or?
Yeah, I want to say, not warehouse, but
okay.
There was no upstairs, so it was all on one level.
How many people were there? 100?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah, and then they had all Barclay gambling. I was like, oh my God. You know, had dice and poker tournament.
Okay.
So I got to see the likes of Joy Taylor, Jalen Rose, Steve Smith,
nice.
Dr. J went up to him. I say, Doc. When I get your age, I'm trying to look like you, man. You look good.
So you,
he appreciated that.
You essentially just...
Yeah, if I saw you...
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. No, that's cool.
What are you, you're holding on to something.
No, I'm not. You're right.
No phones, no pictures. Dude, I didn't do any of that.
Listen, it's a party.
Right.
You're supposed to socialize.
Yeah, I had a little margarita.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Richie.
What's up, Rich? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, man, moving forward today, y'all need to get Guru a glass of wine, man, so he can relax, bro. That was a little much. I didn't expect that this morning, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
I hate to see
but
it.
But I will. Yeah, well, you know, that's Guru being good. I get it. So,
I'm good now.
Okay. All right. But this is the thing. I kind of agree with what Damian Lillard stated earlier, and that is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the NBA players are all being categorized when they don't win a title, okay? They don't have a ring. So to Dame's point is, like, that's one of the one things that's been haunting him, okay? He's done all these great things in the NBA, but he doesn't have the NBA title. So it's like when you come to something like this, which, you know, is an exhibition game, it's like if you go all out and you injure yourself, now all of a sudden, what you can contribute to your team becomes hampered. And so what is the ultimate goal? Well, the ultimate goal is to win a title. That's the ultimate goal. And that's a goal that's not reached not just by him, but a bunch of other players in this league that have been, you know, supporting the league physically with their play out on the court. So I agree to what he's saying there. I do say this much, as far as LeBron James goes and him not playing, You know, LeBron's 40. Only he knows what his body can and cannot do. Now, I don't know if his injury is real or not, but I do know this much, that if I am LeBron James and I got problems with my ankles or toes or whatever what's wrong with him, then, yeah, I'm probably not going to get on the court and play. And that might stymie what the fans might want to see. But, hey, at the end of the day, LeBron James, you look out for LeBron James. And so in that respect, I do understand why he may have decided not to play in the All-Star game. Thanks for your call, guys.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it. I actually – here's what I was thinking, and you can disagree with me if you want. That's fine, because it's just my view of it. But do you think most – because of the social media era, do you believe that there are more pro players today that basically not that they have an adversarial relationship with fans, but I do think today's pro athletes feel way more criticized than they have in the past.
1,000,000%.
Okay. That's what I think, too.
1,000,000, Donnie.
So let's say I'm a player like...
Let's use LeBron.
I don't want to use LeBron. I want to use a player who hasn't won a title. Let's just say Damian Lillard, and he's different, obviously. But to me, this is the other thing that I think is just a small part of it. You know, Damian Lillard is a great player. He's done unbelievable things. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, all that kind of stuff. But there's a segment, I can't win it. Not very good, hasn't won it. Like, if you're a player and you're starting to feel a negative vibe from the fans, just in general, why would you want to play in front of them? Like, why would you want to play an exhibition in front of them? You know what I mean?
Well,
like, if it's truly becoming a little bit adversarial, well, then I'm not gonna give back to these fans who some players might believe don't appreciate them in the first place.
Well, I'm not mad at you, Stoney, but I'll say this. If I were a player, whatever you do, whatever you participate in, social media has made it last longer. So let's just say you lose. Back in the day, you lose, take a shower, maybe SportsCenter shows it, there's a clip, news cycle, 24 hours, and bam, it's over. But social media just keeps things there to linger. So it's like if you lose something, you lose six of them because fans are clamoring. But as far as Dame, this just me, you didn't ask, Stoney, since Andy Reid, I am done saying this guy or gal can't do this or that until it's over. I'm working on that. But Dame has participated before in the three-point contest, and I'm just trying to, off of what you said, Stoney, that doesn't have anything to do to me with him being able to win a title or not. So him sharing his services, I liken it to NBA players like Bryce Harper, like some of the big studs. I know I'm not comparing a dunk and a home run derby, but they're both strenuous. We've seen some of the stewards of baseball participate in the home run derby, giving back to the fans, and Dame did it, Steph did it, not this year in the three-point contest, but he played, and he has done it, and maybe that's why Ja or LeBron in his heyday, Stoney, because I'm not saying Bron at 40 is the candidate to go out in a dunk contest. I get that. That time has passed. But I'm saying if you lose, maybe some of these guys aren't programmed to deal with what it would look like on social media. I don't know. But I think there's a correlation there.
I could definitely see.
Because if it were me, I would be worried about that too. Like, damn, I don't just lose. I'm going to be chopped up.
Right. And so why should I – like, if you don't think you have, if you think that there's haters out there, and you think there's trolls out
there. Well, they're everywhere.
Okay, well then, why would you expect them to give back to the fans? They're not making a differentiation between good fans, bad fans, trolls and not. Like, I don't think some of the players view it as giving back. I think they view it as, this is an obligation to these fans who, quite frankly, I'm not into, because I don't think they really support us like they used to support players back in the day.
Now,
sound ridiculous, but I could absolutely see fan backlash being a part of an NBA player just not wanting to do it.
I damn near agree, and I do agree, and I'll say this. You could say, oh, come on, Goo, that's not you talking, but it is, Stoney. I'm using Giannis since I'll get off of LeBron. If Giannis would participate in a slam dunk contest, Donnie, at the end of the day, there's really no loser. The energy and all that would go all into a guy like that or Ja Morant participating, I just feel from a fan perspective, the win is the fact that you're in it. But maybe they feel like my brand, I'm looking at Ja, like there's no, Ja tweeted, Max making me think about dunking again. And it's like, it shouldn't have to come to that. Man, it would be incredible if you were to participate. But maybe, again, in the back of his mind, how it would look after it was over is really never over, because then they're going to say, I can't do it in the you know what I mean?
I mean, the other thing is, the players,
I wouldn't.
The players are on to the whole thing being just a gimmick. I mean, if you're going to go back to Jordan and Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, my gosh.
Dominique Wilkins beat him.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But Jordan won because it was Jordan.
He was at home, too.
My point is that Wilkins won. He was unbelievable that day. But you know what? It was Mike. It's like it's all kind of Steph Curry. How many Tatum have last night? Tatum had the first 15 points of the game. Steph was the MVP. It's like they all know this is all concocted. That's the other reason I think that they're turned off by it, is because they know they're just these.
But Stoddy, that contest and Tatum and Steph, it ain't like Steph had a bad game and got the award.
No, but it's like,
you know what I mean?
But he was going to get the award.
He put on a show. And to Jordan and Dominique, that went to the scorecard. And I get what you're saying, and some have said Dominique won, but it's not highway robbery, kind of like, and I got to be careful here, when Iguodala got the NBA Finals over Steph. That goes against what you're saying.
Like, that's completely different. That's seven guys voting. Mm. That's seven guys voting. And Dominique Wilkins.
He was, oh my gosh.
Like, he, you know, he beat him, as far as I'm concerned.
But they both were spectacular, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, but it's just, it's all script. It's a scripted weekend. It's all scripted. And you know what? If it's all scripted, sometimes, why would I want to take part in that either? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I don't think Tyler Hero was in the script. He handled his business. Like, you can't manipulate that contest. He made the shots. You know, the three-point contest.
I'm talking about the dunk contest. Yeah. I'm talking about the game itself. And I'm talking about who wins the MVP. It's like, you know what? Here's the other thing. If you're truly, like, an old school, who's the Jokic? Like, really, if we want to come down somebody's road, it would be Jokic,
right?
Because he's a great player. He plays serious basketball. He knows when he plays in this All-Star game, it's a joke.
And his game doesn't.
And don't ask him to play hard in a game that he doesn't respect. Mm. Period. And, you know, like, the whole idea that Jokic's game doesn't translate to the All-Star game, I think that's a joke. I mean, this guy's one of the best passers in the league. The only thing he doesn't do is dunk. But, like, you think he couldn't have fun at an All-Star game throwing passes between people's legs and behind his back and throwing length of the court stuff like he does? I think he could be fine. It's just, it's a bad pickup game, and these guys don't play bad pickup games anymore. Gary in Daly City. What's up, Gary?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
It looks like a wrestling show. That's what it looks like, a WWE wrestling show, all scripted and performed. I got a long shot here. I think LeBron might have took that, maybe East Hart, whatever. Maybe he gave Steph his roses in San Francisco, Oakland, the Bay Area, and said, this is going to be your night. Go for it. And Anthony Edwards might have stepped aside, too. That's my little long shot there.
Right.
They stepped aside to give him his roses instead of being part of the show. They're taking the brunt of the heat, but give him the show. The ABA came up with the dunk contest. Anybody want to go back to the films? Look at the ABA. Yeah. Jumping. They started everything before the NBA.
Yep.
Period. It wasn't even close. The three-point shot, the whole thing. That was the show. And it used to be in the NBA, the last 5 minutes was when Malone, Stockton, and then we didn't have the trolls going after them in Barkley. They played hard right at the end of the game when it meant something.
Right.
Not today. Today's a WWE wrestling script. It's nothing against that. It's an entertainment for everybody that showed up. But and it's a corporate world, and that's what it is. And for the kids, and that's a great thing.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's
our guy.
We all need to lighten up.
Yeah, D. Shinjiro on the YouTube chat. Guru, it's a picnic for the All-Stars to have fun, and that's what you do to have fun. Like, if we ask Jokic, who was on record after the game, Stani, saying he did not know the presentation for the TNT crew, well-deserved, was going to delay the game. Like, you know, I would have just said to whoever put that together, let's ball and then hand out the – don't have these guys waiting, but that's how you do at the gym when you lose. You got to wait, you know, if it's packed. And then you're cold. And I thought that's what went into the championship game. Like, that championship game didn't feel like a championship game. And even if you wanted to start Wimby, I don't think they could because he wasn't a starter. You know what I mean? Like, when he came in, they tried to make some noise. But, Stani, all I want is just the participation, man. And I don't think fans are wrong for that. And it's been going on for almost a decade now.
You won't see anything from me tonight. Unfortunately, I will not be in uniform tonight. Oh, still dealing with ankle and foot discomfort, so I will not be playing tonight, unfortunately. You know, I hate that, but I'm looking forward to seeing the format. This is the first year for it. I know we got a lot of great, call us the OGs, that's hilarious. We do got a few guys with gray hairs, so that makes sense. But, you know, that should be fun. I saw the quote the other day, DK was somebody who's going to play against me. So I guess I'll see him at practice, and hopefully I'll be in practice. We can go at it then.
The king.
I'm out.
He's got foot and ankle issues.
Right.
So he announced that an hour before the game?
Yep.
Somebody said he didn't even get into town till Sunday.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't at any of the festivities the rest of the weekend.
I'll tell you what. I know. Whoa. I know what happened.
Give it to us.
He was actually suspended because he missed practice on Saturday. I'll bet you. I'll bet you...
That's a four.
Who's the coach for the West?
Well, his coach was Shaq.
Oh.
Shaq
he
O'Neal.
He probably told him not to come.
He might have.
Like, I hated it. You were laughing earlier, guys. I just hated the titles of the teams. Like, I'm an East-West guy, Stani. Pac and Biggie. Come on, man. What are we doing?
The All-Star
OGs.
Game.
What was the other?
East-West has nothing to do with Pac and Biggie. It was before them.
You can't tell me what
the All-Star game was playing East and West in the 60s. Those guys were barely even born.
But that's how
it has nothing to do with it. Pac and Smalls has nothing to do.
Hey, if that's what I do with my East and West, that's what I do with it.
All right. Lee's in San Francisco.
Oh.
Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys
What's
doing
up, Lee?
How are you,
What's
man?
What's up, baby?
I'm doing good. Hey, Guru, you're right, man. I know you take it to the heart sometimes, but you're supposed to because that's what life is all about.
Yeah, you know what, Lee, real quick, I might have did too much, but I just got to tell you, you didn't ask, but I'm going to take this time to do it right now. Doing this job, there's politics with these callers. They take shots,
exactly.
They kiss Steiny's ass, and then they'll hit me on the way out. And you know what I do? I'm the nice guy, but I've been keeping a tally who's been disrespecting me, and last week disrespected me, and I wasn't having any of it.
I hear you, bro. I hear you, because it's like that some days. Every dog has his day, and hey, the day was yours. But listen, the reason why I called is to give you guys your props. You be on the radio doing your thing for the Bay Area teams. I appreciate that. I'm a Ohio boy myself. But, you know, I love LeBron. Ain't no backing away on that. But the All-Star game is about fans. And the NBA has stepped away from the fans over the last 15, 20 years. And they have went to corporate, and they bring in all this flair and hoopla. But, you know, I remember going to the NBA All-Star game for 10, 15 years. And it was about the family. You bring your family, you get a little card. Your son's in the NBA, your daughter's in the NBA. Little card that they have right now today. But that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not about, you know, the players didn't do this, the players didn't do that. It's the hype. And when you get all in that hype, you get lost in the weeds. And I'm telling you, they need to get back to the fans, man. If they can get back to the fans and the appreciation of the game, you know, I don't mind seeing 200 points scored in a game. But what they did the other night was just utterly ridiculous. I don't know what that was, but, you know, well, it was the NBA.
Appreciate it, man. That's Lee in San Francisco.
And Stani, I know you call, I call myself old school. I just hated watching an NBA game, or for that matter, an All-Star game with no clock.
Well, I think they had one of these before, didn't they?
Yeah, but
with
it was
the
just
Elam ending.
Yeah, I just, what are we, and how, yeah, I just, that was me.
Guru.
It's not for the fans.
Guru. No. Have you ever played pickup basketball? There's no clock.
Yeah, I got you.
It's up to 11.
Yeah, this is the NBA All-Star game.
Exactly. And they're trying to incorporate fans who might understand that. I don't like the one thing I thought of when Lee was talking about, it's got to get back to the fans. It got to get back to the fans. It can't get back to the fans because the fans and the players have nothing in common anymore.
Now that, why? Whoa.
They just don't.
Now that, wow. It should never, then, Stani, then, nothing. No entity can be saved if, and we're talking about entertainment. If that is, if you're right, then there's nothing anybody can do.
I think there's a problem in sports. A lot of fans, regular Joes, they don't feel any connection to these players. These players make tons of money. These players kind of live, you know, live in a bubble. These players don't seem to really commit themselves to the game like their predecessors. And I think, you know, something's happened with the connection between the fans and the players. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I don't think fans relate to these players. And wow. and I mean both ways, kind of as players, but also just the lifestyle they live and their priorities with regular people's priorities and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't think, like, the NBA players have never been more unlike the fans that are watching them now, if you know what I mean.
Wow. I don't know why you haven't said the word, but tear comes up.
We're talking about why, like, a fan who makes, a family makes $100,000 a year, and these guys are making $58 million a year, and you're asking a $100,000 family to pay a ton of money to go to a game, and they feel like the game's not worth it, man, because the guys aren't investing their heart and soul into it anymore, or to the degree. So, anyway.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. I know we're up against it. You didn't ask me real quick here, Stani. I would, and I'm warming up to USA versus the world now, thinking maybe, you know, the guys from different locales, the Giannises, they have pride. I think they have more pride in where they came from, and that maybe,
you know,
that would take the U.S. guys to meet that, and then that would equate.
You know what that's called? The Olympics. It's called the Olympics. So the NBA is completely out of ideas. They're going to have to borrow one from the Olympics now. Like, that's really what we're talking about.
Well, we just borrowed one from 24-Hour Fitness.
They cannot figure out a way to make the players care.
That, man.
Period.
That's a sad state of affairs, man.
And I get why the players don't really care. I kind of get it. And I'd like to think that most people would care, but I think in that position, they don't. That's just me.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We can keep this up, talking about All-Star Weekend, what you thought of it, what's working, what's not working.
We got to get into Draymond, too, Stani.
Yeah, if we don't, we can always get into that tomorrow, because I actually have some positive thoughts about what Draymond was talking about with the Golden State Warriors. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Is it possible to even fix this All-Star Weekend? 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know what? That's right. You know what I almost said, Evan? In the 12 o'clock hour, listen for... But we've got everybody registered for knockout right now. All right. So what's coming up on the game It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Till I die. It's all guru all the time.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie.
Toyota Tundra.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All-Star Weekend. Man, in a shambles. Oakland Arena got some love. That was awesome. I just wish somehow they could incorporate. I'm being serious.
I said this when they moved.
Get play some home
yes.
games. That would be incredible.
I said this when they moved, and everyone's like, oh, yes, Steiny, right. Yeah, really.
Steph brought it up. He was talking
exactly.
Like,
where do you think he got it? He got it from me, and I'll tell you why. And don't you look at me like that.
No, you're saying that Steiny got it from me. But
he did. The bottom line is this. The Boston Celtics, they used to play three games a year at Hartford.
Yeah.
The, what was their team? The, the Kansas City Kings. They played half their games in Omaha. It was the Kansas City Omaha Kings.
That's tight.
Let's see. The Atlanta Hawks. They used to play games in New Orleans to try to up their fan
that
base.
That would be awesome, man.
Come on, yeah. People.
Shout out Rick Barry.
Three games at Oracle. Tell you what. Charlotte. Who else stinks? Atlanta.
You know who they should make go play there? Like, the first three, or I guess all three opponents. Like, it should be LeBron. The Celtics should have to play there. Oh, no, the Celtics weren't there. LeBron. Oh, Kyrie now with the Mavericks. They should have Klay come back and play there. And then, like, James Harden, whatever team he's on.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But it's not unprecedented. It could be done. Let me just play that, Steph, on including Oracle in the festivities.
I mean, you've been a part of our journey and understood the highs and the lows of everything we've experienced as the Golden State Warrior franchise. Oracle is front and center as the symbol of that. It's such a unique place. Oakland's such a unique city, unique town, and the idea that we had an opportunity to pay homage to the 47 years that we played in that building and the memories that we had. I got real emotional yesterday going back. I've been back a couple times before, but not with a crowd and not with a basketball floor on the ground and being able to kind of reminisce. And it was very special for sure. I know there's a lot of talk like we should play a game there. I like that idea. But Oracle holds a special place in my heart and a lot of fans who've been a part of this journey too. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Wow. You remember Will
he
Chamberlain when Will Chamberlain scored 100 points?
Yeah.
Where did he do it? He did it in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hershey doesn't have a team. But they played in Hershey to expose people in the middle of Pennsylvania to the professional basketball product.
Mm.
There's no reason the Warriors couldn't play three games a year at Oracle.
Damn. That would be sick, man.
Joe. Come on, Joe.
Whether we believe unis that year, Steiny?
Maybe. Let's go to Joe in Walnut Creek. Joe in the creek. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, so look, you can't really blame the players, right? So back in the day, they fly in at noon, they play a game at 5, they fly home that night, they get rest before and after it. But what's the NBA do? They're like, hey, here's a great idea. Let's have a dunk contest. And that's kind of cool. And then they're like, well, that made us some money, so let's do a three-point contest. And man, that was kind of cool. And then they had a skills contest, a Rising Stars game. And it turns into this four-day event because you know what? They care more about the $50 million that they're making for all the owners than getting the players 7 days rest. Would you rather Steph and Dre rest 7 days and come back fresh and hit it hard, or would you rather make the owners an extra $50 million bucks? I mean, so the players are sitting here, and they're just kind of like, yeah, we're just racehorses, man. We're just out there. We're making the money. And they all know the best thing is for them to get rest so that way you can push for a championship. So I'm tired of people blaming the players. I mean, they need rest. If you've played this game, man, it's rough. You have to rest in the middle of the season. So that's kind of where I'm at on it.
No, I'll take it one step further. Thank you. In an era where guys are load managing and they're sitting out regular season games, what makes you think they're going to want to play in a glorified pickup game? They're not going to want to.
And Draymond was on the, I mean, he was phenomenal. We'll get into him. But Stoney, he even said, not that he was ready for the weekend to be over, but it was taking a lot out of him. He, you know, they had a lot of obligations.
I know. And, you know, honestly, people are going to laugh at that, but there is something to it. I mean, it's not easy for these guys to have to get up early, go to appearances, then go to practice, then have to go to some festivities, then stay out all night and drink till 4 or 5 in the morning, and then they've got to get up at 8 again. I mean, it's not easy on these guys.
Oh, stop.
It's not. And that's the other problem of having so many older players in the league right now. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was out till 4 in the morning, and he was fine.
Know
he was fine.
Stop.
LeBron, why do you think he didn't play? Because he's too old now. He can't go out and stay out till 4 and then play. He can't do it.
Well, quick question, like, legitimately. I was unaware of how many commitments someone like Steph Curry had this weekend. Did that used to be the case where, like, if it's in Chicago and Jordan City, he's got to be somewhere from 8 a.m. until essentially 3 a.m. for 3 straight days?
Not like this. No, not to this extent.
I mean, maybe that's the reason, too. It's like they don't have energy.
I mean,
and yet he won the MVP because this is, you're right, Evan, this was his hometown, and I got to believe he had more to do than anybody and gave back to the community, him and Aisha and his family.
Yeah, I mean, now, on the one hand, these guys do have a lot of commitments. On the other hand, I mean, they're just getting chauffeured around everywhere. You know what I mean?
Look at my
man. They're sitting
something else.
All Curry, I bet Curry spent most of this weekend in a big black Escalade.
No, it was the Vans. I saw him get out of one. They had the little. You're right. It was like, yeah. I was like, oh man, those got to be cool. Let me read this from the 669 to you and Evan and the fans. All-Star 957, the game week. All week, host and producers and the director work without pay. Would the staff have the same motivation, or would some even show up?
What does that mean?
Like, if you had to do, I don't want to speak for you, I love you. If you had to do something for no pay, would Steiny still be chipper? Or would you be like, oh my God, Goo, I'm not getting paid, but I'm doing it for the listeners?
What do we do when we go to Fremont Bank?
Well,
we don't get extra money.
Yeah, but that's not a week. Those are a couple hours.
Right, but we do it 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And we just do it. But we're gamers. Let's go to Jesse in Oakland.
Girl.
What's up, Jess? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey,
well. Well, this is probably the only time I can recall that I think I agree with Steiny on every point he's made this morning, and it's actually kind of scaring the hell out of me. you know, Goo, I love you, man. I love your passion, but I'm afraid that what we all want, because you want what we all want, is just so unrealistic in this era. Right? Like, this is the most spoiled, let's just be real, I'll be frank. This is the most spoiled generation of NBA superstar we've ever seen, right? And, like, power to them, you know, but these are guys that, you know, this is the only probably profession where guys can straight up say, I'm not showing up to work tonight, but I'm still getting paid, right? And Steiny touched on something earlier in the segment that, you know, I agree with 100%, and it goes more to the bigger picture of what's happening with the fan base and why are ratings down? What's the disconnect, right? You have the average Joe who works his 9 to 5, maybe even works 2 jobs, right? And he gets home and he wants to watch his favorite team play. And then on any given night, you find out, you know, oh, well, the 2 best players on our team aren't playing tonight for whatever reason. But the very next night, they're playing 30 minutes. They look completely fine, right? Like, and that's just happening year after year. It's just too unrealistic to ask these guys to care about something that's an exhibition game when they don't even show up to work every night for the regular season games, you know? And a caller, and this will be my last point, a caller made a really good point earlier. You know, it does feel like WWF now as far as All-Star Weekend does. And you know who loved WWF? You know what age I was when I loved WWF because I thought it was real? I was 10 years
17.
Old. 17.
Oh,
it's not
damn.
For me anymore. Yeah, it's not for me anymore. I'm a 33-year-old grown man. I didn't watch a single second of All-Star Weekend, but you know what? That's my choice, and I'm not going to complain about it because I didn't watch it, right? I'll watch the regular season as best as I can, and hopefully the players that I like to watch will choose to show up, you know, because, you know, I feel like I'm taking time out of my night to, I want to watch you. I respect you, your game, but there is a big disconnect, and I just don't think you can fix it. Thank you for the giving me time, guys. Have a great rest of your show.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jess.
And no, you know, problem. What? He kind of hit me in the cardiac muscle, Stoney. It's nothing you and Evan haven't said, but, you know, again, you could say grow up or just forget the memories that you have of the league and the All-Star game. But he said something that hit me. So you think that ship has sailed? It's unrealistic to get these guys to care,
yeah,
even if you put some compensation in, you know, the winning team got this or that. I'm just asking.
I mean, how? Okay, here's the other thing. These are all-stars, okay? So it's the all-star game. So we're not having an exhibition game for the most part with a bunch of guys in their second year who are making $2.3 million. The all-star game is for all-stars, and these guys tend to make $50 million a year. I mean, just look at the payroll. Like, Steph, $55 million. LeBron, $60 million. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, $40 million. They're all making... I don't think you can incentivize it enough with money.
Wow.
I just don't. And
you don't like the home court thing, huh? For the finals?
Do we like it in baseball? I hate it in baseball. Most people hate it. I don't want 11 guys who aren't playing in the finals determine who's going to get the who's going to get home court advantage. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Yo.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey. What's up, baby?
This me and you, Goo. Man, I'm 100% with you, Goo. All that other stuff, these people bumping, Goo. Man, bunch of hypocrites. Is this what we would tell our kids if they was playing in the NBA?
Wow.
Oh, you making a whole lot of money, so, you know, take plays off. You going to the All-Star game, you know, take plays off. Do this. Rest. Loans management. It should be all about your money. No, this is not what we're going to tell our kids. We tell our kids to give our all no matter what. And until we in the position, we want to bump and play Monday morning quarterback or guard or whatever you want to call it. The bottom line for this is this. Hey, Goo, let's just take our ball and go home, man. We ain't even got to watch the NBA no more if it's going to be like this.
Wow.
Because what I saw over the All-Star weekend, look, I'm a homebody. I've been watching games for as long as I can remember, 54 years old, and I watch with passion. There are people that can't go to the games but are at home watching with passion, giving it their all. Me, my wife, my sons yesterday, we bought food. We bought everything, man. We kind of decorated the house.
Right.
We were all up for it. Everybody was giving their all. The dancers were giving their all. The halftime performers were giving their all. The entertainers, the people in the building that work for these organizations, giving it their all. Everybody is giving it their all except the players. Steiny, how is that fair?
Wow, that was I love that.
I don't think it is, Leroy. I mean,
you never said it's right. You just said, wake up.
I just get it.
Wow, Leroy, thank you, man.
The NBA has created their own problem. It just has. The load management part, I think, is
infected this.
Yes. It's just absolute. These guys load manage regular season games. What do you expect they're going to do for an All-Star game? Like this.
So you're saying it's bigger than the All-Star game?
The NBA is all... The number one rule in the NBA, if you're a player right now, is self-preservation. You want to laugh. I said it. It's longevity over legacy. It just is.
Well,
about playing as long as you possibly can for as much money as you possibly can so you can continue to live the lifestyle. And as long as there's an owner out there willing to give a guy like Paul George, who's at 35 years old, until they're willing to say, you know what, we can't give a guy this old who's never played, you know, a full season in the last six, it's going to continue. I mean, it's going to continue for goodness. I mean, and it's out of my Steph Curry. You're paying Steph Curry's the highest paid player in the NBA, but we all know he's only going to play 66 games at best. It's just the way it is now. And
I don't even find that I don't even find that. Like, that's a good number for me. Well, if you said Curry's going to play 60.
But that's the point. There's a generation of fans that watch John Stockton play 82 Jordan, every single year. And Bird played hurt. And Jordan played hurt. And Olajuwon was as competitive as they came. Nobody was taking a big contract and saying, I think I'm going to play about 65. I don't know. Back in the day, it was actually a source of pride to play 82 games.
No, you're right.
It's not anymore. Now it's the other way. Guys want to be like, the biggest sign of clout in the NBA is when you can get a DNP rest.
I thought LeBron did that yesterday.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That was when a flex. You know you've got power. DNP rest.
That was a flex.
That's all
to
you
me.
Need to know about the league.
And I'll say this to that, Leroy, man, I'm still feeling that. I mean, he painted the picture, but Steiny, I'm looking you in the face right now, and I can't tell you what next year's NBA, and some out there can be like, who cares? Go move on. I can't tell you what that game's going to look like because I think it's going to be Joan Rivers again. There'll be another facelift to it, and they're trying to capture something that they once had. And all we ask for is, again, Stoney, not broken legs, just effort.
Yeah.
And if you are right and that's what it is, then, man, I did not like four different teams. One team not even of NBA All-Star caliber. I thought Draymond knocked that out the park. And, again, that wasn't pointing the finger at one somebody. It's just like, you know, what are we doing? And we're kissing ass to get the guys to play or care.
Again.
And yesterday, to me, forget where it was at because it was in our home city, and that's made the weekend great. But as far as the effort, Stoney, I didn't see any difference. The
then
games
again,
were shorter.
Draymond may have been right, but they brought the rising stars into the equation because you guys don't care. And last year was such a joke that not even the commissioner of the NBA could support it. He couldn't even support it. So because the guys don't compete, then you got to. How can we get them to compete? How can we get them to compete? How about this? Just tell them to go to the Bahamas and come back ready the second half of the season to go to the playoffs.
Wow.
I mean, who would miss any? If they got rid of
you
the
still
All-Star
get named
game,
All-Star, but there's no game.
Yeah. Who would miss it? Who would miss All-Star Weekend?
Well, you're going to look at me and laugh. Steiny, I was out and about, but I DVR'd the celebrity game. It starts there for me.
Okay,
they had the HBCU. Like, I'm a sucker for – and even Seth,
you
Kevin Hart,
such
who I love.
A minority, it's not even funny.
Man. Well, Leroy's in that same one with me because he painted a vivid picture of how – you know, that was an event for them in their home. They were all in. And I feel like Leroy's like me, Steiny. He said it. I don't need to say it for him. They were kind of let down with the product.
But
see, three-point contest, get that. It's just, well, you like to see Steph, but it's shooting. So you get what you signed up for, you know? You get that part of it. And I love Mac McClung. I'm getting hate on here. Like, dude, I love what he did, but he's symbolizing what's wrong with the stars and how they look at the league and the fans. That's all.
I mean, I don't understand why a superstar would come to the All-Star game and be like revved up to quote unquote compete.
Damn.
There's no incentive to compete.
And here I go again. I'm living in the past. Kobe, Garden, Jordan.
Well, that's the other thing.
You know
thing.
What I mean? Like, that stuff was...
And this is the other thing. Like, can we stop with the... Oh, like, yeah, Jordan got matched up with with Kobe, a time or two during the game.
I got a picture on my phone.
That's fine. You know, and Wemby takes Kyrie Irving. That's fine. That's fine. But we got to stop pretending like the All-Star games in 1985 were like the finals. They weren't like the finals. The NBA players back then had an agreement. They would coast for about 3.5 quarters, and then they would kind of try down the stretch. Not like it was an NBA finals, but they knew how to put on a little show. They knew how to kind of keep the game close.
Yeah.
And then the last 6-7 minutes, they'd play. And that was good enough for everybody. It's not good enough for anybody these days. So,
a lot of people saying Castle should have won. I'm not saying that, but Stoney, what did you make of the dunk over the?
I didn't see it. I only saw McClung's game winners. So what did I miss?
No, just Castle had some good dunks without the props. And that's not me hating. I'm not a big, shocker, prop guy when it comes to the dunks. I like to see you kind of do something that Dominique did or Vince Carter.
Well, Prize Picks. The props.
No, that's a four.
Did Prize Picks have props for like the All-Star weekend?
Oh, all weekend.
All weekend.
Like,
Stoney,
give me one of them.
Well, you could pick like over-unders or more or less,
Buddy Hield.
Dunk score.
Yeah. Buddy Hield's 3-point total. He had the highest one. I thought Evan was going to win.
Hero beat him. Yeah. Buddy made the finals, though.
Yeah, his first round was the highest score, I think, since Curry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was hot.
You know what that means? Big second half. Yeah. Big second half for Buddy Hield. I feel like it. I feel like it's going to happen.
And the team. Draymond mentioned championship. That was great.
One of the things, you're so idealistic. I think that's what it is. And good
you talk
for
to
you.
The people or me?
And good, you. you're so idealistic. And quite frankly, I envy it. Because I've become more skeptical than you.
But you can't understand. I had it. We had it.
We had what?
What we're yearning for to come back.
Right.
Pride and competition.
Guru, that was 30 years ago. We can't go back. We can't.
And I hate your answer if you're right.
I am
right. About God. You know, my mother-in-law, Mary Brown, God rest her soul, always said, and she harped on it, and I used to didn't like it, Stoney, the haves and have-nots. But you're sounding like the players are the haves. These contracts are so astronomical that the regular fan is the loser now that they're getting that.
That's true. I mean, you think it doesn't affect ticket prices? You know how much it costs to go to a game at Chase?
Right, and that's why I'm saying if the LeBron fan bought the ticket just predicated on seeing him in the Bay. I'm not saying he wasn't hurt, man.
No, they saw him.
And then he came out. He was introduced in street clothes. I'm like, look at this guy.
888-957-9570 is the number. For example, could I have gotten a prop bet on, let me guess, Steph winning the MVP?
Well, you just would have bet it straight up, and I think he was the favorite.
Yeah.
Not rigged.
To play good in his own backyard, Stoney. Not that big of a stretch.
No, I know. And he was going to get it no matter what.
He hit that half-court shot.
Give him the MVP.
He did more than that.
I didn't see it, so I can't speak on it. I just know that I came in today, and some people in the office said, how'd Tatum not get it? He scored the first 16 points. And I was like, wow,
Pods can dunk. Dude, I'll leave that alone. And I want to shout out somebody next, Donnie.
Word?
It could be him. I'm going to send him something.
Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.